I propose an object-oriented environmental rhetoric of and for what I'm calling wild objects. The first thing to note is that I'm not contrasting wild objects with something like tame subjects, but rather like Bruno Latour, including everything under one symmetrical umbrella. But rather unlike Latour, and more like Graham Harman, these objects are not fully knowable to each other. They remain wild, not in remaining untouched or pristine or outside of human contact, but even in the midst of contact and of relations. This is the way through William Cronin's deep ambivalence, which I've written about previously. And paradoxically, the way through this deep ambivalence is to always carry it with us. Cronin spent a lot of time thinking about the environment, about nature, about wilderness, and about environmentalism. That he came to such an ambivalence, which he came to honestly, earnestly, and in light of the work he had done in environmentalism, should be what we take away. A hard-earned and deep ambivalence is a worthy environmental rhetoric. Wild objects are deeply, earnestly ambivalent, but this does not mean that we remain uninvested in them. It means only that that investment doesn't exhaust an object fully. In any relation, there is excess. There is wilderness unavoidably, a wilderness that we can neither preserve nor exhaust. The question I will ask, then, will be what difference this ambivalence makes or might make. And how could this ambivalence be formulated as an environmental rhetoric? And what would that rhetoric look like? How would it be made possible or articulated? In other words, how do we, or should we, activate the attitude of Cronin's deep ambivalence towards wilderness? And that's what, in short, I'm up to today.